subject of love is universal. And you do this often. You're always telling your lovers this and that and this and that. The critiquing,
well,
especially.
They, and they don't all speak and that's fine. English.
You know what I always say?
What do you say?
Don't let your meatloaf.
<He's> so cute.
I understand that one.
Well, as long as I got asparagus. That's what I mean. Welcome to
the
broadcast. That feels so good to say it.
Oh, clean those pipes. I want to do one more time.
Let's do it. Welcome to the broadcast.
I love it when you go up and I go down.
Welcome.
Oh, God, we're delighted to be here.
Oh, we're so glad to
be
here.
As your hostesses with the mostesses for...
The broadcast. I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
Applause.
Oh, I love having a guest who applauds.
I think that's pretty fun.
I love that. We are so happy to be here. And you probably,
thrilled.
You're listening at home, you think you're hearing double. And of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
You betcha. And very often people can't tell us apart, and I'm telling you what, we have fun with it. And I don't want you to feel bad if you can't. Nobody can.
No shame. If our name sounds familiar to you, yes, we are those Filsons of the Filson family.
Filbert Fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A Filchin.
Yeah.
A fortune.
That's good.
Built on nuts.
Yes, that should
That's
be a
it.
Wordle.
A Filchin.
A Filchin. A Filson fortune is obviously a
nut
Filchin.
Fortune of Filbert's.
That makes us
fortune.
What? A rich couple of nuts.
So cute. You know who's a nut?
I know who you're a nut.
You're a nut.
I guess God, you could say we're a pair of nuts.
Oh,
I love saying
I love this nut. Am I the luckiest? I get to spend my whole life next to this cutie pie?
Because you are a nut.
You're a nut.
I'm going to tell you a little bedtime story.
Tell me.
Father Phil Filson, God rest his soul, he would say to his identical twin daughters, he put one on each knee.
Yep.
He'd say, he couldn't tell us apart either. We had so much fun with that. He'd say, don't rest on your nuts.
Yeah.
Go out there and make a difference in the
That's
world.
Right.
So here we are.
Here we are on Vashon Island. For those of you listening in the great big world, and I know there's at least seven of
Listen up.
Eight of you. Listen, Vashon Island is an actual place. And I couldn't make this up if I tried. This is an island, but it's very small. And to keep things simple, the town on the island of Vashon is called Vashon. And it's like a town, but it's smaller than any other town I've ever seen. It's located west of Seattle, which is in the other Washington, okay? Not the one you've ever been to.
There's
the
more
other
trees
one. Yeah.
for this one.
That's right, more trees.
Sure.
Listen, we don't live here. We enjoy making a difference here. We come here to make a difference for the people of Vashon, okay? We don't drive. We get dropped off once a month to do our show. Well, whenever we get dropped off.
Whenever.
Once a month.
Who's keeping
once every
track?
2 years. It's fine. It's all a part of the thing. And speaking of which, you're listening to the voice of Vashon, KVS. H 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
I always want to hear a little stream. Whenever you say streaming live, I just want to hear a little babbling
a little
brook.
Don't
you think
so? That's a great
so?
Idea.
We've always had a little trouble with sound effects in general with
well,
the studio.
Well, engineers in general,
this
let's
is,
be honest.
Well, that's true.
Let's be very
that's
honest.
That's another show. In and of itself.
Yeah.
Or maybe a title of a memoir.
And if anybody
all
was listening...
All the engineers we loved before.
Have we loved them, though?
Have we loved them?
I mean, I loved
them.
I did love one or two of them.
A general dislike of most of them. There was an assumption always that they were getting highly paid by someone. We find out it's a volunteer position.
Well, that's part of the problem.
You think they would have been lining up around the world?
I would have been a bit nicer to some of them if I'd known they were volunteers.
I doubt it.
Well, okay.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
I know you've been dying to hear this. This is your favorite,
tell me,
Anne.
Tell me. I can't
Tonight's
wait.
Topic
yes.
on... The broadcast.
Tell me. Can't wait.
An ode to the odyssey of the self-loving side of the male psyche.
Okay.
Subtitled, You Do You, Mr. Magoo. I just added that last part. But you do
she's
you.
She's so good at rhyming. People at home, she's so
Thank you.
Good at rhyming.
Iteration is one of my sister and my favorite things in the
oh,
world.
Oh, God, we love
Other
it.
Than a nice sheet cake and a dry Chablis, we love iteration and we love rhyming.
We love rhyming.
Oh, I almost wanted to rhyme
it.
What you were just saying.
We
now.
Love to rhyme all the time.
All time.
Oh, see?
Someone give me a dime. All right. And
God,
of course, as always, we have a fabulous guest with us here tonight on the broadcast.
I can't wait.
Does our topic fascinate you?
Yes.
Terrify you?
Okay, always a little bit.
Arouse your curiosity?
You no. Know.
Well, stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
Okay. Okay, good. But first, what are we wearing today?
Where did we wear it?
Nancy, you look good.
You know, When you identical a twin sister tells you you look good,
yeah.
You know you look good.
Yes, you do.
Who needs a mirror?
I don't need a
Thank
mirror.
You, sweetheart.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
You look equally good. We both have so many sequins on. I feel like I can see myself in you.
I can see myself in you no matter what you're wearing, you cutie
That's
pie.
True. Listen, I do love your bracelet. It's mine.
Thank
but
you.
You're welcome.
It's a good one. It's so comfortable and nickel free. You know that matters to me.
I know.
Listen, where have we been, folks? We've been everywhere. It's been a while since you've heard from us. Isn't she cute? She's good at every genre of music. That's one of the things that I admire so much.
You know, I love the country people, and I love singing the country music, and I love yodeling. Oh my God,
The song "A Little Bit Country," a little bit rock and roll.
Absolutely
inspired by my sister.
Thank you.
And she's also a little bit jazz.
And my time with Rod Stewart.
Yeah,
that's what that was.
Oh, very dirty him.
Very, very,
very,
long,
very dirty.
Very,
but a great
very long session of crabs.
Football player. Now
Absolutely.
Listen. The thing is, we've been going for so long, so long, so long, and there's a good reason
for it. We've been doing this bit for 45 hours.
Oh, you're underestimating yourself, sweetheart. Listen.
We're very good looking and not very good at math. Who needs to keep track?
Not me. We have been cryogenically frozen for the last couple of years.
Well, obviously.
And, you know, there's a thing to it. There's an art to staying young and fresh, and this is part of it.
Being cryogenically frozen.
Yeah.
Look, every 15 or 20 years, our assistant Jeff,
G-E-O-F-F. It's the homosexual spelling.
Absolutely. He schedules a little deep freezer time for the famous at the Spa Majestique in the Swiss Alps.
Have you been to the Spa Majestique, people?
It's fabulous.
Beautiful. You can't Google this because they don't even have a website. It's too exclusive.
No.
It's too elite. But to avoid burnout, you know, or if there's a fashion trend we're not enjoying, we might go get ourselves frozen for a bit.
Or, let me say, to avoid certain presidents.
Sure.
And because this is my sister and my show, you can just say
what you want.
We didn't care at all for a certain orange-faced, toupee, misogynistic racist who was running our country.
I didn't like him at all.
We'd rather be popsicles.
Can I be honest? He was fun in the early 80s. He was funny at fun parties.
He had great hair back then, if it was his.
Who could say? But he
with all the cocaine,
shifted.
I can hardly remember what happened back
true.
In the 80s.
That's true. I don't know that the parties were his doing.
Everybody seemed
but
fun in the 80s.
Regardless, we were in very good company in the Alps.
There was Eric Estrada.
Yeah, he looks good.
Always.
He looks very
Suzanne
good.
Plachette.
Great.
Like butter.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Now, I know people think he's passed.
No, he's just frozen.
He's just frozen.
That's
and there
true.
A lot of people. Now, Gary Busey is there. And I'm going to tell you something. He doesn't look great. He doesn't look great. I think something went awry with the defrost and the refreeze.
I feel like, you know, it's like some bread that you take out. And everybody said you can go straight from the freezer to the toaster. And you know we don't cook. But you know what we do?
Make reservations.
Yeah. But there's something
about the
spongy
thing happening.
Yeah.
It's very spongy.
Very gray.
Very gray and spongy.
Cher, of course.
She looks fabulous.
Fabulous as always. I feel like she's mostly frozen her whole life.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi goes to Spa Majestique, but I'll tell you, he looks as good as he ever did.
Funny guy.
As good as he ever did.
I feel like he was born looking old, but he's very funny.
But he's cute.
Oh,
he's cute in his way.
So cute.
I love him. Tony Danza.
Oh,
still very taut.
Hot pants.
Very taut. Dame Judi Dench. She gets herself frozen.
Always a dame, which I love to say to her, and she never understands what
she
I'm saying. How about Jean-Claude Van Damme? A name so nice, you have to say it, what, thrice?
Sounds like it. Big fella, big fella.
He took him two tubes.
Broad.
He was a two-tuber.
Not tall, but broad.
I think you
meaty.
Mean thick.
Beefy.
Sure. He's a big one.
He's a big one. Our timing was so good because we got defrosted. We came back to, you know, civilization. As it turns out, there's been this terrible virus going
around.
We didn't know. We hadn't heard hide nor hair.
Well, good for us.
Yeah.
So not to worry. We have some advice for everybody,
as we
always do.
What's it?
You get all the shots.
Okay.
Cover your airways when appropriate and keep your eye on the prize.
That's
You'll
what
be
we
fine.
Always do.
You'll be fine.
Listen, and get yourself cryogenically frozen if you can because there's so many
If you
benefits.
Can afford it, it's wonderful.
Look, we've been thawed for probably only 2/3 of our lives, and that's how we stay so young and fresh.
Also, where our nipples are always so hot.
That's true.
Hey, speaking of nipples, let's say hello to our engineer of the night, Chris Austin.
Welcome back, Chris Austin.
Who told you I had three nipples? Come on.
That third eye.
The third one's pierced.
Oh, Chris Austin, we've missed you, honey. He laughs. He doesn't think we're being sincere.
We wanted to start engaging more with our engineers.
Yes,
we're so
we
worried
have.
About the unbelievable turnover we've had here on the broadcast. So we're going to do a little thing called Ask a Local. We assume you live here.
Do you live here, Chris
From the way
Austin?
You're dressed.
I do. I live in the studio.
OK, Okay, Chris Austin, here's what we want to know. What's the local currency on Vashon Island?
Oh, well, if you're rich, it's food stamps.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're not rich.
Food stamps.
No, we didn't. If you're not rich, what is it?
Does that have anything to do with a chef?
It's just currency. 110, 120, something like that.
Something like that.
Oh, I see. Funny. Well, I mean, we always have our pocketbooks with us, but there's nothing really in them. We've never had to pay for anything.
We don't pay for much.
Sometimes we bought it with an autograph or two, but we've never really had to do what normal people do.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Aerowax Floor Polish. Aerowax Floor Polish keeps your floors clean and glossy. Aerowax is the only floor polish certified by IPC, the International Plastics Consortium. No floor polish lasts longer. It probably lasts longer than everyone in this room. Yeah. Aerowax floor polish, now with 50% more plastic.
It's really good. Fantastic. We always make sure they use it at all the houses. Are we ready for this?
I can't wait. Oh, are you sitting down, everybody?
Are you sitting
down? We're about
down?
To meet our guest. As soon as we hear the guest music, then everyone will get so excited.
Here
applause, applause, applause.
Bring it on.
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd
yeah.
You do? Introducing our guest. His name.
What is his name?
Kirk Barker.
That's it? Kirk
That's
Barker?
It? Yeah. We'll find out if he's any relation to Bob. Today,
most
for
likely.
Sure. An island man of a certain age, beloved in his community, no doubt, for practicing good deeds daily. That's what I've heard. He is a father, a grandfather. He is someone who works with children for his vacation.
Oh, God only knows why.
That's what I don't know. He was once a child himself, I'm told, and has learned a little something along the way, which he has agreed to share with us tonight.
I hope so.
Ladies and gentlemen and others, it is Kirk
Barker.
Thank you.
Well, we can't wait for you to tell us all about it. And while you do, I'll pour you a drink. Do you drink? No worries.
Sparkling water,
no
please.
Worries. We do. All right. Here it comes.
Kirk Barker.
Here's
how
the drinking music.
Are you?
I am fine.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How long have you lived on this fair isle?
I have lived here since 2013. So
okay.
I'm a transplant.
What brought you
oh,
here?
Oh, that's a real fan lately, transplant.
Your wife.
Who was my girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sexy, sexy. Thank you.
Was this a mail order thing?
Does OK Cupid count? Cupid
oh,
count
they
as mail order?
One of those little online. We love shopping on online dating sites. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite things to do on Sundays during a bubble bath.
So she drew you to the island. Where were you? Where were you living before that?
Before that, Linwood, the lovely
Linwood.
Town.
I don't.
Linwood.
Not familiar. Is yeah. that in Washington as yeah, well?
Yes,
this Washington
north of Seattle.
Okay, okay. So. And you came over here, you settled in, you put down your roots. You said, this place is for me.
I wasn't listening, I was drinking. From where do you hail?
Linwood.
Well, Linwood.
That's where you live.
Where I grew up was yes. Southern California.
Oh, I thought
he had a little bit of a surfer boy.
Yeah. A sophisticated coolness.
Yeah. It's got those bedroom eyes of a California
yeah.
boy, don't you think?
You know how the Californians are. They're so cool.
Oh, you hang
They're
loose
so
in
cool.
Hawaii and all of that?
Did you grow up skating pools and whatnot?
No.
No,
no I wasn't. No, I did not do that. I played football.
Oh. You played football.
Yes,
okay. So date rape
recreation.
And baseball caps, that kind of
Is that what you did? Was that
oh,
your scene?
No. Okay.
No.
What's
We've
that?
Been around a long time, Kirk Barker. You're not going to be able to hide anything from us.
Listen.
You better watch it. I'm Sometimes I have no filter.
Hey, good. You're in good company, brother.
Good, yeah. good, good,
Wow,
good.
What a shocker.
So Southern California football player.
Yeah. And
the pros?
No.
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 The
no,
semi-pros.
No, but college.
Oh, okay. What well, college?
College ball. Well,
college ball.
Okay.
I like the way that sounds.
I've got to start this out.
Do it.
You guys are twins?
Identical.
Well, obviously.
I'm an identical
No.
Twin.
Excuse me.
So
stop
I've got
it.
Questions for
possible?
You.
And we now have questions for you. You're one of the luckiest
people
on the earth.
We've always got answers, obviously.
Okay, tell us all about it.
You know, we're
going
to do a little twin talk. We love twin talk.
Was your brother? It is your brother. Was he a football player?
Yes.
Oh God!
Yes.
How cute
yeah.
must
oh,
you
yeah.
have
in high school?
So
we were
uniform
on
together?
Well, both in our era, we played offense and defense.
Sure.
And we probably excelled more.
Reminds
at
me
defense.
Of my honeymoon.
Which one? And you were tight ends.
I was a tight end,
and he was more loose.
No, he was.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
Everybody is welcome here.
Reminds me of my
We were shoulder to shoulder.
I bet
anyway,
you were cute.
Anyway, so he and I got recruited
Oh, come
to play
on.
College ball.
How exciting for your parents.
Yeah.
Were your grades just so-so, but you were pretty... You were the tightest end out in the field, and therefore they knew you would have a future.
I never checked out my end. So,
so where'd they
know.
Take you? Calots? So,
what?
They that, recruited you to cool which college? Oh, Calots?
To Dartmouth College.
Dartmouth? Ooh, la la.
Yeah, yeah, we dated a professor at Dartmouth.
Oh, remember
and he didn't
him?
Know that there were two of us.
Yeah,
it was a rotating
right.
door of surprises.
Which is very convenient.
Long.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever trick a partner into dating both
well,
of you?
Tell us
no,
about it.
No, not the dating scene, but in sixth grade,
sure.
we traded classes.
How'd it go?
You dirty dog.
Who really wasn't with it, didn't yeah. catch on,
Southern
but Californians. His teacher did. So.
Uh-oh.
Who's back? Older, Cook Barker?
He is my twin, whose name is Kip.
Kip and Kirk!
Kip and Kirk, isn't
it's,
that?
It's, oh,
it's
the 50, like
and I've
dog
got
food.
A sister who's 3 years older, who's Chris, and with a K.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
naturally.
But
Merry
where
Christmas.
Did I leave off?
Kit and Kirk,
Kip and
Kirk. You are older.
And he was older
oh.
by an hour.
Oh, that's a long
an
time.
Hour.
Your poor mother.
Bless yes.
your mother's heart.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
God, what
yeah.
was she doing in the meantime? Finishing the last Harry Potter book? For God's sake,
that's
one
a long
hour.
Time.
Yeah.
It's a very
yeah,
long
so,
time.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's older and...
Wiser.
As a rule, now, I want to know...
Please.
Who's older between
oh, we came out at the same time, you silly
almost
thing.
Almost identical.
Yang
and Yang.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our
are
mother
you kidding?
Was not happy about
back in.
A very a pain intolerant
there
person, for sure.
There was very little to offer a gal back in the 1990s.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. If you've never heard our birth story, and I'm sure you have because it's legendary.
Okay.
We were born on Christmas Eve, 1900. We were at a Chinese
Ruby
restaurant.
Foo's, famous Ruby Foo's Chinese restaurant okay. in New York City. The
right
one.
In the heart of Manhattan.
Not far from Dartmouth.
And when my sister.
That's New Hampshire, right?
When my
New
sister
Hampshire,
slid
yes.
okay. right out. Ruby Foo herself caught her, and she wrapped her up in one of their beautiful
red
cloth
napkins.
And she said, here she is, like a little dumpling. She was so cute, so cute. And then, boom, like that, there I come, flying out. They didn't know there was a second. In fact, the truth is, nobody knew Mother was pregnant.
Actually, no. She was always complaining about low back pain, and she ate an enormous amount of chow mein for anyone,
at
especially
all
times. For a Jewish woman
so
on
nobody
Christmas
knew.
Eve.
Nobody knew. And so it was quite a surprise to give birth to one baby, let alone two. And so it was snowing a storm.
It was a wonderful night. We were born
beautiful.
Famous, naturally good looking, and very rich from the get go. And most likely we will die this way.
Did you guys get paddled?
Excuse me.
When you were
just
born,
last
didn't
week.
Well,
oh,
no.
All they had was chopsticks.
No.
So they couldn't really do
just
it.
A little tiny bit.
They just wrapped us up
not
and they stuck us in a little takeout container and they carried us home in the snow.
All the way.
Oh. All the way home. And, well, it wasn't long before Ruby Foo had recruited us to be her spokes twins.
Oh, that's right. What was that show called?
What was that show called?
Ying and Yang. No. Oh.
Golly, it's on the tip of my tongue. But we worked Chang's. For Ruby
oh,
Foo.
I can't even remember now.
So right away we were working in the industry. You know, we were entertaining from the get-go.
My mother was always sort of child adjacent too. She wasn't very, we were very close
yeah,
to our father, Phil Filson, though.
She did her best. Is what
yes.
I want to say about
I
our
feel
mother.
Like our birth actually made her a little nutty, which is sort of funny because
yeah.
we're not heiresses.
No.
But more about you.
Oh.
A whole hour.
A whole hour,
is this
yeah.
common?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
How
in
did
fact,
your mother talk about this?
They had to, you know, coax me out eventually.
Uh-oh.
I was
on.
A little smaller and I had to be in an incubator.
Oh,
and
you're
they had to
French
cut
fry.
Me,
yeah.
Which explains a lot, you
yeah,
know, the
sure.
lack of oxygen.
Sure. Bit jaundiced, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. just a little,
yeah.
with
a
little
look
tan.
A little right around the eyes.
A little yellow.
So what
I don't
does
know. I don't have
say?
Any pictures
who's
of me
favorite?
Right after birth. So. Who's the
Who's the obvious favorite among you, the twins here?
Well, Kip is the a natural firstborn, so he
oh,
is
sure.
the one in control.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you know
so.
Mr. Boss Man.
Mr. Boss
And with a name like Kip, how could he not
oh,
be?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So Kippy, how cute.
So, yeah, but we love each other dearly.
Oh,
and,
bet.
Oh,
now, do you
oh,
live far
God.
Apart? Do you live like,
yeah.
do you share like us in
no,
the same
actually,
houses?
When I moved to Washington.
Yeah.
From Florida.
Oh, golly.
We have a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew I'd seen him before.
So he was living out here. He was living in Sammamish at the time.
Okay.
And then he eventually...
The place where they raise bears, I think. I don't know. Go on.
It's up on the... They call it the Plateau.
Okay.
It's near the Sammamish, Lake Sammamish.
Okay.
And he kind of coaxed me out. I had an opportunity with my company.
Okay.
And it was a coffee company.
Oh,
do you guys like coffee?
Oh, we love coffee.
We drink anything anybody will hand to
us. I love chocolate-covered coffee beans.
Ooh. Those are tasty.
Double threat. With a little cocaine on top. It just fantastically in the morning.
Teensy sprinkle is all you need.
Is that it?
It's all you need.
Just a little tiny bit. Just a little bit in the morning to get you going.
Cocaine's still around?
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
If you know where to find it in my handbag, actually, later, we'll talk about it. But, yes, of course, it's still around.
Is it the coffee company that we think of when we think of Seattle?
No, it isn't.
It's not that one.
The Nordstrom coffee brand? Is that what it is? I just love their work.
The Bon Marché coffee brand.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. It's a company out of New Orleans.
Hmm.
But anyway, so he was living here at the time that I moved out here with my first wife. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was.
We want to hear more about her, too.
Yeah, yeah,
we've
yeah.
done it before. We have a divorce later on speed dial.
2006,
okay.
I believe. Yeah. And yeah, moved to the area, worked for the company, had a chance to work for the company out here. And yeah.
You
yeah,
said the Northwest is for me, but not this lady.
Was he still close by? I mean, is he now?
Well, as a matter of fact, about a year ago, he moved to Phoenix.
Oh, come on.
Oh, sweaty
so hot.
Phoenix.
Hotty,
my God, the dry heat.
Sweaty, yeah.
Poor Kip.
We're more into the steamy side of things. But so dry and hot.
Let's get
there.
Kip out of there.
You know, because we wanted...
He sold his place here and...
He likes it.
And bought a house there. And,
he's
or he
just
didn't
drying
buy
out.
He had a house built.
Oh, nice. Well, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah,
he's drying
out. He plans
out.
On coming to visit us.
Okay.
I hope so.
During the summertime.
Oh, Kip, if you're listening, Kip.
Where are you tonight, Kip? Come
out
here where the peace is.
My God, get out of there.
I mean, I would never live here, but it seems like a nice place to visit
well,
for an hour.
Better
so
than
especially
Phoenix.
If you have a twin.
Never live here?
Oh,
no, you're
not
just
for
here
us.
Visiting?
It's we come so, in for the show when we leave again.
It's too moist. It's too
also,
moist.
The footwear around here is egregious, to say the worst. And
like,
this
for
is what
example.
I wanted to ask you about. Your identical twin is so far away.
So
my
far
identical
away.
Twin is sitting right across from me at
here
all
I
times,
am.
About 3 to 4 feet.
We can touch if we try.
Always touch.
That is
we can always touch.
We're very
just
close
touching.
At all times.
Yeah.
We barely have to use twin telepathy, and we were concerned that if yours was so far away, we'd do long-distance services. Long-distance charges apply.
Yeah.
What happens when you're so separated from an identical twin?
We've never experienced
you can't sit there and just think of something and he picks it up now that he's in another state.
There are things called telephones.
Well, okay.
Well, come on. That's boring.
But now, if you were to send... Can you just send Kip a message and he picks it up?
We used to use Morse code,
well,
too.
I haven't experienced that.
Did you have a language when you were little kids?
Yes.
You did.
We talked gibberish.
Did you do you
yes,
remember
and
any
that's
of the...
that's what the story
did
was.
Did you dress alike?
Up to the kindergarten.
Okay.
And then we dressed separately. And during elementary school, they made mom and dad made sure that we were in separate classrooms.
Oh.
To establish
he could be individuals.
But
well,
that wasn't practiced
a couple
at
of
home.
Hellraisers.
Now,
we were.
There were a couple years where we had separate tutors. When Nance said she wanted to be a little independent and she got her own tutor and she would tutor, but we'd only do about 20 minutes of tutoring. So it wasn't very long, understand. But we always
we
still
always
had elocution
had,
class together.
We had to
always
learn,
had elocution
yeah,
together.
We had to learn our lines. We had to learn our choreography.
And that was
we
always together.
Always working.
Always
working.
Always working.
But we worked forever with most of the same instructors
sure,
on getting our
sure.
perfect continental accent that we have today.
That is why there's no hint of any regionality in our voice.
We
you should have heard us as little kids.
Anywhere.
Oh, boy. You would have said to yourself, oh, those two, they're distinctive. But no more. We got rid of it because we practiced and practiced and
a
practiced.
A couple Jew-esque heiresses born
it.
In a Chinese restaurant. You can yeah. imagine how confusing it was.
It was very complicated.
Well, now,
but now
I'm very proud
perfect,
of what we did.
Perfect transatlantic,
absolutely.
Neutral. You know, it's like, you know, the newscasters, they listen to our voices to perfect that neutral voice.
And
you understand.
You're coming in loud and clear.
Thanks.
I just wanted
Thank
to see that.
Thank you for saying
team.
That. You're so sweet. It's time for our very favorite
segment.
Our very
favorite segment of the night.
Caught
Hot or Not.
Now, this is a... Well,
do you like to play games?
Yes, couldn't hear that, though.
It's called
Hot or Not.
Hot or Not, okay.
That's it.
Okay,
you got
it. I got it.
Hot or Not. Now, here's how it works.
It's so much
Kirk.
Fun. It's like a little game.
It's a little game. So tonight we're talking about self-love, doing you, as it were.
Sure.
And so we're gonna say...
Oh, I just went away. Go ahead.
We're going to say a selfie thing, and you're going to tell us if it's hot or not, okay?
And if you need to discuss, sure.
Do it.
Yes.
You're welcome to.
Yes.
Your process is yours, okay?
Okay, are you sitting down?
You guys must have had a lot of therapy. Oh. You're talking therapy.
You're kidding me.
We've been
nonstop. Married to a lot of therapists.
Many therapists. many doctors in general. Kirk Baca.
The best insurance.
Yes, I'm ready.
Hot or not?
Okay.
Self-love.
Hot.
And why? Why does
self-love,
one need
self-love, that's what it's all about. Yeah. No.
No.
Let me say.
Okay.
It's love of self.
Love of
as
self.
As opposed to self-love. Self-love. Self implies
selfish.
Ego. And that's what this boy is working on.
This boy?
Reducing, this old man.
You run a little hot in the ego?
Well, yes. When I get into trouble.
Get out of the way of your own self.
So I'm learning to love the self.
Love the self. This is so easy for us. We've loved each other all our whole lives, and we think very highly of ourselves as individuals, too. But
sure. But I don't think we have ego. I don't think
so. Ego schmigo.
All right. So he thinks it's what? How about this?
I could tell from self right here.
Hugs.
Self-hugs. Oh, yes. Yeah. Hot.
I almost
forgot.
Would you like to do one? We are on radio.
Give it a hug.
Show us how you do it.
Give yourself a hug.
I am a hugger, too.
Do you want us to lower the lights? Could you play a little of that boom?
You can get them any lower? Bring out the candelabra.
I'm
going to
take a picture of this. May I take a picture of yourself hug?
That looks like a straitjacket.
Been there, too.
Okay, he likes the self hugs. Do you like, what about group hugs?
Group hugs? This is a tricky one.
Look, I mean,
yes, hot.
You can sign a waiver. We're not asking you to do it right now.
If we're asking you to swing, you'll know. Because we'll say, would you like to swing, Kirk Barker?
Yeah. We're very
direct.
I see
a swing around here. I mean, the one that I used with my granddaughter?
No, not that one. Self-deprecation.
Oh, not hot. However, it's used occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And for our readers out there, they can't see that our guest just pointed to himself. When we're talking about self-deprecation, it's okay. I can translate for you.
You use it as a pickle, as a relish, as a condiment in your life.
Self-deprecation.
Yes, at
the right time.
Right.
To
it's all about, it's track, all about right? timing, isn't it?
How about this one? Who wrote this? Self-deprecation.
Self-deprecation?
You know
this is a typo.
You know, and that could be applicable.
There's a time and a place.
In my line of work.
With children,
yes. And actually with special ed.
Okay.
There was a time when I worked at a middle school in Bothell.
Okay.
Was probably 14, 15. Mm. And
he was incontinent.
Yes.
Oh, we've all
and
been
guess
there.
Who changed his diaper?
You did it.
Oh, he's pointing at himself again.
Kirk Baca.
Wow.
You're a good
what
one.
What a tireless educator.
I'll tell you what.
What a crappy job to have.
It happens to the best of us. If I eat one too many slices of peach, I'll run into some trouble. I'm going to be honest.
So peach does it.
And you know what happens? As soon as she eats it, same thing happens
peaches
to me. Whether I've just been near the peach.
Oh, she eats the peach and you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, it's how it works.
And I say, stop, Ann. Stop.
Don't eat.
Oh, good God.
One, like a half a peach is okay. Three quarters, we're in trouble. I don't know. I can't explain it.
We once
goes from empty to full.
We were married to this fabulous
which one?
I don't even remember. They were in the Kentucky Derby. We were with these very wealthy men.
Brothers.
That we married.
They were brothers.
Because
we're
not casual dating.
I had one.
Daters.
She had one. Oh. No, well, I mean, sometimes
you married siblings.
I say dated.
Many times.
Oh my God!
And they actually had a peach farm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said,
no. Yep. Here comes trouble.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
She
not
wasn't
for
into
us.
It.
Not for
and
us.
So we only lasted, 3-4 months with those two?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah. It was messy.
You're so short that I can't remember their names.
Yeah. Now, messy divorce,
I'm
messy marriage.
I'm checking out your rings. Oh, are those the wedding rings that you accumulated?
Oh, no. We always buy our own. After a wedding, we have a ritual. We flick it off our yacht into the ocean. Yeah. So these are our own cocktail rings.
We buy our own bling. Yeah. That's a great thing about us. We always treat ourselves. We wait for no man to adorn these fingers.
Kirkbacher, hot or not, self-serve ice cream.
Hot.
Yeah. I like it too.
You know, the yogurt type that comes out. That you pull the handle.
Make a fancy
slowly,
little swirl.
Remind you of that kid in Bothell?
And you got it. We were talking about defecation. You know, just pull that handle and it kind of oozes out into the cup.
It's delicious. I love watching it slow mo.
Oh my gosh.
As the kids like to say,
I have to go to the restroom.
More on self. So, how about
we got to know what triggers
self hypnosis, sometimes known as meditation. Self hypnosis.
Yes. Yes. Hot. Definitely hot.
Self hypnosis is hot.
Practice it. I practice it.
Okay. Do you ever just fall asleep?
Because I do.
Admit it. My sister Anne falls asleep immediately. You hear snoring
like
over
that.
There.
Right away.
I thought, wow, she's really getting into it.
Well, at the beginning, I did. But now and then limiting the amount of time that I meditate helps too. Yeah.
We get about 2 minutes into one of those insight time of things.
Yes.
And then boom, I'm out.
I hear that bing bong, and it's just my time to take a nap.
Or a thyroid pill.
So this is a hot. All right. How about this? Self-esteem, self-confidence, hot or not?
That is very hot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, very hot.
Important. I think it looks good.
It is important.
Self-checkout.
Never. Not hot.
No.
I will only go to where
there's
the
a human.
Checkout where there's a human.
You like
the
people.
For you.
I'm a good
Well, machine's about to take over the earth anyway. We're just slowing it down just a little bit. Go where the humans are. You can have wonderful conversations. We've never been in a grocery store in our life, but I've heard it's fantastic.
Yeah. You know what sounds fun and I'd like to try?
Tell me.
A Target. I've heard the Targets are really fun.
Oh, I love the Target.
Do you like the
Very
Target?
Very affordable.
One of my wife's favorite stores. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I've heard
do that
heavy
sometime.
On the self-checkout, though.
Let's try it, Nance.
Okay,
while
what
you're
do they
here, go
there?
To Westwood Village.
Okay.
Yeah, just
yeah.
Over
a village?
The pond.
You mean another village? I don't think so.
This is a lot of villages.
We're still looking for the Cheesecake Factory in this one.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Self breast exams or self prostate exams?
In my case, both. I took my shirt off the other day. The man's ear.
I think they were our sponsor for a while.
That's true. And
may I share?
Would you? I thought he was going to show us.
Please.
I'm going to show you some.
Please do. Okay.
This is the reason why I checked.
Oh, what happened?
What have you got here?
What's happening?
That looks like a bear attack.
Is
right
that a cougar bite?
For sure.
What happened to you?
You know,
it was
a woman
melanoma.
Bit you?
No.
Yes.
Oh. So you got to self-check for the...
Are you okay? Is this one of those things this is one of your bucket lists to be on our show? Well, it's going to blow up after this.
Then, you know, I can die a happy man now.
Yes, you can. But don't many die times,
and it's true.
No, I can't button this button.
It's okay. Leave it open. We like it.
Look for the self-hug later. It'll be easier access.
Next time you're with Kip, you have him check you and you check him.
How about this? Hot or not?
Okay.
Self-control.
Let me think about that for a second.
It's loaded.
It's all you.
Oh, okay. He likes it.
Self-control is hot. And tell us why.
Self-control.
But put yourself real close to your microphone.
As far
there
as,
you go.
thank you. I had to scoop out there. Self-control. I relate that to having boundaries.
Oh,
maybe.
Boundaries.
We read about boundaries.
Boundaries can be
good.
We
read about these.
Yeah. In certain situations, I have a tendency to focus on myself too much. And then, the anxiety rises.
So you're controlling the angst. This is where you establish your own boundaries.
Yes.
And therefore establish your control. And self-control is hot. I summarize? Hot.
Thank you.
You
took the words right out of my mouth.
I've got some for you and for me.
Do you remember a villa in the south of France?
How could I forget?
Which was making us very anxious because we had a neighbor who liked to come over and visit a lot. So we set a boundary by putting up a very tall fence. with a very large
and a hedge.
Hedge
and some dogs and that a swan was pond.
And our anxiety so went right down.
A swan pond?
Yeah. Oh, you know, a swan pond
like
has to be very
you guys
deep.
I know.
Living the dream.
That's what we're doing.
We do have a dreamy life, don't we, sister?
Yeah. Okay, and finally, self-gratification.
Oh, I promised. I promised my wife that I wouldn't go there.
Okay, fair enough.
We did.
I wouldn't go to
We've
that place.
We've never met her.
Okay.
Where you know
you don't have to.
I'm very tempted.
Nancy, what
not
about you?
The show
hot
was
or
over.
Not? Self-gratification.
Absolutely hot.
Hot.
Yeah. Before,
hot.
After.
Hot.
I stalled long enough.
Of course. I want to buckle my own shoes.
Yeah.
Hitch my own wagon.
Ooh. Yeah.
Tie my own fly.
Yeah. What?
Wow.
Fly my own kite.
Yes.
What about you, sis?
Oh,
I think I
I'm
know
all
since
for
we
it.
Share a suite.
We do share a suite. And in the center of our suite, we have sort of, you know, an old-fashioned trunk that you might travel with in the good
old
days?
Right.
We each have one. They're back-to-back. They're jewel-toned.
They're our hope chests.
They're our hope chests, and they are full of hope. They're full of hopeful things that one could use to self-gratify oneself if one wanted to. And we have all varieties on
hope
manners.
Hope we have time to get all, to all of these
the
in
images
my life.
That are popping into
absolutely.
My mind right now.
Battery-powered, remote-controlled.
Yeah.
Solar nowadays, because we're very
yes.
conscious about the environment.
Hydropower.
Some of them have AM/FM radios built into them. I just love that.
Which is so sweet.
You can hear Benny Goodman Orchestra on one or Cab Calloway,
whatever you're
feeling like at the time.
The Who. You could play that.
Oh, yeah.
The windmills.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. You know, there's just exactly. You understand. So I say yes.
Well,
don't
I do
rely
want to
on
finish
someone
with
else.
This one is one of my favorites. You've heard about this. Mirror work, self-affirmations. Are these
yes.
This is where you look in the mirror in the morning and you say, damn it, I'm good enough and people like me. And also, don't forget your dry cleaning later today. What
mirror
about mirror
work?
Self-affirmations.
Do you do this?
Self-affirmations.
Yes, giving you
no,
hot or not.
But may I?
Please.
We
you,
asked.
I've
would
just
you?
Recently, this past month,
okay.
writing a gratitude list.
Oh,
in the morning.
Okay. Every morning.
We've been hearing about these gratitude lists.
Tell us about the process.
Well, the process is I just sit, I do my morning readings, daily readings, and I sit, and whatever comes to my mind, especially get this, if it isn't necessarily what I want to be grateful for.
So even negative thoughts
even
are okay to put down
stuff.
On paper.
You find a way to be grateful.
So it's, yes.
And you turn the
you.
Negative
yes.
around.
Yeah, kind
turn
of.
That frown into a smile.
Not that easy, but
no. Okay.
But so that's yeah, it's a new practice.
What's the magic of these gratitude lists? My sister and I, of course, we follow all the TikTok and the Instagrams. We hear that all the time, but we're very curious. I mean, we were born grateful. We have everything to be grateful. Well, we don't have to write it down. But why do people write it down?
Because I'm employing kinesthesiology with my hand, and it helps shift my thinking around my perspective.
I have a little pill that I take every morning for that. But that's
your perspective.
Nice too.
Yeah. And I use my hand to shift my perspective, but in a different way. So have you ever done mirror work with your mirror partner, with you and Kip, face to face, kind of one of those mime situations,
like
you know?
Yeah. Our listeners can't hear this, but basically
people
we just
get confused when we do this because they
and
can't.
You've probably been sitting here all
eerie.
Night wondering which one of
which.
Us is who.
Yeah.
We've always wanted to have name tags, but this is with this kind of fabric,
kind
we're not
of,
putting pins in these.
They don't make soufflé silk anymore.
But
so, you know, you have to be very
we've always had
careful.
So much fun confusing people, and it's okay if you're confused.
That's a game we'll play later. Well, that was fun.
That was very, very fun. And you know what? This is one of my favorite segments.
Oh, is it time already?
You know, because I'm hungry.
It's time for the nut of the night. This is so exciting.
This is another game. I do hope you like to play games.
Yeah,
we love to play games
with
men.
We're playful people.
With men in particular.
People.
Play for people.
Especially with
playful.
Married men.
People.
Oh, playful people.
Yeah.
I thought
but
you said
sometimes
play
we do
for
play for people.
You know, we are nut heiresses, and people like to send us their nuts from all over the world to put in our mouths. And while you're here tonight, we're going to put some strangers' nuts
let's,
in your mouth, too,
see
and see
who
what
sent
you
us
think.
Some nuts. So I've got to open the package.
And what we're going to... Oh, and this is our favorite part, too. You know the people that like that... Listen, what is this called?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Which stands for...
ASMR.
ASMR. I think that's right. Okay, so these nuts have been sent to us from Mitch Marity in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mitch Maradi from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That's a lot of M's.
That's fine. I think he knows we love an iteration. Mitch, what kind of nuts did Mitch send?
Mitch sent us the Kirkland Signature brand from Costco. Is that from Costco?
Wow.
Kirkland Signature? They're called Hot Healthy Mixed Nuts.
Hot Healthy Mixed Nuts.
Hot for, or not.
They're very healthy for your hot.
Rip off.
And they're a very large bag.
Are you going to decant them? I brought some crystal.
Decant them.
I do love the sound.
Okay, here we go.
And when you put Mitch's nuts in your mouth, Kirk Barker. What we're going to do is rate the nuts on a scale of 1 to 100.
Very big scale.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Go ahead and let's try them. Pass them over, please. Ladies first. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, they're mixed nuts.
Which one did
nuts.
You get?
Yeah. I think I got the walnut. Well, these
walnut.
Are very,
I've got a few.
These are very lifelike.
I am partial to pistachio.
All right, try it.
Oh, we were married to the pistachio brothers for a very long time. They were long-distance runners, very thin
the
ankles.
The pizzicani. Great guys. Cute. Fun. But whiny. These are nice nuts.
They're good nuts.
I want
now,
you.
My granddaughter had a birthday party today.
Happy birthday, Granny!
There were a lot of foods, and someone had a plate of pistachios. These aren't as crisp as the ones at the birthday party.
Apparently, pistachios are supposed to put you to sleep, which is what the Pistachio Brothers did to us.
Oh my God,
they were so boring. They were always training, having to get up early, go to bed early. Get up early.
These are unsalted.
They are.
So, in the areas of attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal, how do you rate these nuts?
They're not bad looking nuts.
50.
All right. How about taste and texture?
30.
Oh, wow.
Because they're a little mushy when he's used to. How about general delight? Let's add it all together.
40.
Oh, wow. These are
the difference.
You're not loving these nuts.
Not loving them, no.
They're not
although
our nuts, remember.
I did have just one nut, and they have to come in pairs.
Oh, let's get some nuts back to you. Try a couple other nuts.
It's because of our engineers.
he's
like a bear. Eating all the, is the bears
let
eat nuts?
Let me try one of these.
Nuts and berries, right?
Nuts and berries.
Squirrels
are a little
nuts.
Better.
He's being squirrely.
The walnut's not bad.
Here's a walnut.
I'm going to try the pistachio and see
sometimes
if it's as soft as you
little
talk about
rancid.
Macadamia?
Oh, I love a macadamia.
Yeah. Macadamia.
Or is that
have a funny little taste in my mouth after a macadamia. There's a fuzzy feeling. You know,
you
like a Brazil nut. It's totally full of...
Full of selenium.
Okay.
No. Yes. That's not how they pronounce
it. Selenium.
Oh,
believe me.
We're moving up to a 60-65 right now.
Okay. Yeah.
There it is. There's that funny aftertaste.
I need to try one of those bad pistachios. I want to see how bad they are.
Are these nuts you'd like to wrap your lips around, Kirk Barker? Again.
I like nuts. Yes. I do.
It's not a great pistachio.
No.
It's a little bitter, in fact.
I found a filbert, babies.
Oh. Right there?
That's a Filson filbert. I think it's a Filson filbert.
Right there.
Is it a filbert?
Now we're going to get a check in the mail.
Okay.
See? We get a kickback
those
every
delicious.
Time. Every time someone in the entire world eats
100 out of 100 for me.
Absolutely.
I love finding a Filson filbert in there.
Oh. We should tell Kirk why we just love nuts.
Well,
because we're celebrities on the go, Kirk Barker.
You're a busy
and
man, too.
You need
you're
really
a
hearty
grandfather.
Snack when you're
working.
Busy. You do this, you do that. You're flying all over the place. You're opening
you
up grand
stay.
Hotels and you have shows. And this whole health craze.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to, you know, have the green juice and the chia seeds,
the
which
proteins
is like a nut in a way.
Little miniature nuts were like little tiny little pets stuck in your teeth, aren't they? How about the kefir, the shakes?
Oh, sure. The kefir,
the go-goods.
Kombucha.
Right.
You know,
everybody walking around with a meal.
Yeah. Cultures, live cultures. Sure. Fine. Yes. Okay.
You're hungry. You want a knish or a panini, but you can't put that in your handbag. It's too greasy.
It's way too greasy. So
but
here's what you're going to do.
So clean. So full of protein.
A nut is
so portable.
Clean.
Yes.
You can just take that anywhere with you. So this is what we're going to suggest to you, to all our listeners, everywhere, wherever you may be. Get yourself a sack, grab a handful of nuts, throw them in there. Then anywhere you go, any time of day
or night, you get a little weak.
You're a little peckish.
Yeah.
You're a little peaked. Grab your nut sack.
Everywhere you go, you'll have your nut sack.
And you can share it with your friends.
If it's big enough.
You can't.
You'll both be satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our advice. And please order the hazelnuts at your local nut bar.
Yeah.
Are there nipples anymore?
Make sure that... Are there nipples anymore? Make sure there are filths in Filbert.
Am I the luckiest?
Plug. You're fine.
A plug. I just went away again. I don't know if anybody can hear me. Here I am. Here I am. Oh, I should mention to you listening to the broadcast on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. How original. And we are here with our guest, Kirk Barker, talking about nuts.
Are you related to Bob Barker?
Ooh, I had an Uncle Bob.
No.
Not the Bob Barker.
But of another Bob Barker.
Another Bob Barker.
Was this one real into Robert the Barker. Genitals of dogs and cats like the Bob Barker is?
No.
Always wanting
is
to
true?
Spay and neuter
pets,
them.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Into the...
He's, well, I mean, good for him. It's important, you know, but he's all, he talks about
it's
so much.
It's a different
much.
Kind of nut.
So
that's
much.
All. That's
too
all.
Much. No too shaming. Much for my taste.
And now for our favorite segment.
Dear Ann and Nancy. Now, you know, Kirk Barker, you've been around a time or two. You know that we have been around a time
about
or two
or
as well.
Yeah.
Seven or eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot
that's
of people are interested in getting advice from heiresses like ourselves. Mm-hmm. Entertainers, performers. Some people would call us icons, and I wouldn't deny that. So people will write to us asking for advice. And if you want advice from Ann and Nancy, you can write to us as well. You can write to us.
It's very easy email to remember. Our assistant, Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, set it up for us. It's an acronym, so it's very easy to remember. It's T-I-T-S at FamousFilsonSisters.com.
Which is for the identical twin sisters.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what it stands
so
for,
T-I-T-S at FamousFilsonSisters.com. Or you can go to Facebook or the Instagram. We're on those places. We don't have a TikTok yet. We watch TikTok almost 17 hours a day. You know, we don't quit. We never quit.
Tick-tick. Talk-talk.
That's what we're doing.
And we may not be everyday people, but I think we're creative enough to give everyday people advice.
Yes.
And so someone has written in here to Dear Ann and Nancy, and please, we're going to try to solve this person's problems, and we'll do it all together here.
And we always do.
But crowdsourcing, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay. Dear Ann and Nancy, I write to you knowing you are in the small club of the luckiest people on earth, and knowing you are two of the only people who can help me on this earth. Ann, Nancy, I too am one of the luckiest people on earth. I was blessed to be born an identical twin.
Oh,
how do you like that?
Another.
Join the crowd.
Oh, my God. My brother and I will be 30 years old this August, and he has broken my heart.
Uh-oh.
By telling me he'd like to move out of our shared apartment and get his own place, and perhaps most stunning of all, he'd like to stop wearing matching outfits.
Oh.
I got to take a breath, folks.
This is a tearjerker of a letter. Where's my Kleenex?
Ladies,
I'm so proud of you.
Ladies, I feel like I lost Fawn in a dark and haunted wood. I don't know how to live my life without him by my side and in a matching ensemble.
I can imagine.
How can I convince him to stop running from this blessing that is our twindom? Please help.
Oh.
Signed, half of a match set in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh,
that's a heartbreaker.
What do we say to match set, Kirk Barker?
Well, what do you say? God, my heart hurts for him.
Yeah.
Buy a puppy.
And put matching outfit
and
on the
matching
puppy.
Matching outfits on the puppy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Just recreate what you've just lost.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to ease the pain of separation, I think.
I mean, he even wants to get his own apartment.
Yeah,
he's physically separating from him.
That's tough.
So you guys travel together.
Sure.
Of course. Why not?
Live in the same
mansions.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Travel in the same yachts.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We love our company.
Now, it's funny because we do have our own yachts, but we never go. We'd always come to my yacht. I'll go to your yacht. You know, We never
one cue time on our birthday, actually. I bought her a house on Vashon, and she bought me a house on Vashon right next to her.
Isn't that cute?
We didn't even know, which was so fun.
I have a quick story.
Please do.
Please do.
Gosh, I think we were probably, Kip and I were 8 or so, and on our birthdays, he gave me a dollar bill, and I gave him a dollar bill.
Oh,
yes.
So
this is how it happened.
They're both incredibly cheap. That's a heartwarming story, Kirk. Wow.
$1. Grew up blue collar, baby.
Well,
that's
you
all
know
we
what?
Can afford.
Even thing is actually coming to an end. Because
Yes,
our next guest has shown up, and we can't wait to talk
well,
with her.
Well, we've got to do a final segment of the night.
We'll do our favorite
half
segment.
Half of the match set. Go get yourself a puppy and get over it.
That's
been a twin all his life, and that's what he says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Twin.
Kirk lives in Phoenix, and this guy's fine.
Self.
You've been sitting here all night, Kirk, and you're thinking, who's Ann? Who's Nancy?
Yeah.
I can't tell them apart at all.
No.
And again, don't feel bad if you haven't been able to.
Yeah.
But this is going to be another little fun game. We're doing games all night with this fella.
Yeah, we are. Here we go.
Yeah.
And this one is called, Who's Touching You Now?
Now listen, the FCC won't let us put blindfolds on our guests anymore, so you're going to have to close your eyes. Okay?
But we really want you to close your eyes.
I'll just take my glasses off. But here we go, because we'll be tempted. Okay, coming at me.
Here we go. Who's touching you now?
Oh. Okay, who touched you?
We always have the same reaction.
You both were touching me.
You win.
You can take on the rest of those stale nuts.
But I think Nancy got inside my thigh.
Congratulations, Kirk Barker.
I didn't know that was your thigh. I also took my glasses off for the touching.
Kirk Barker, you've been an absolute delight.
One last question. Kirk, would you ever consider relocating to Germany?
No. Oh. Vashon is the place to be. I'm a Vashonite.
That's the funniest thing you've said all night.
No, stop it. Oh, my God. I've lived in Houston. I've lived in Florida. I've lived in New Hampshire. This is God's earth. He's been everywhere.
All right. Well, thank you to our guest, Kirk Barker.
Listen, stay in the conversation with us on Facebook or Instagram.
We're going to see you here right next time on the broadcast when we talk to a tax preparation with the Buff, otherwise known as Warren Buffett, and Fiona Apple. We hate to say goodbye, but we gotta.
Goodbye and stay beautiful, Vashon.
Or just keep doing what you're doing.